Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. 56 killed, 21 missing as Cyclone Ditwa wreaks havoc in Sri Lanka. 56th International Film Festival of India to conclude this evening in Goa. Death toll in Hong Kong apartment complex fire rises to 94, more than 280 people still missing. Russia says it will lay down arms only if Ukraine's troops withdraw from Russian-claimed territory. And UAE orders release of thousands of inmates across the country ahead of 54th Union Day. Sri Lanka is grappling with worsening impacts from Cyclone Ditwa, which has brought days of intense rainfall, deadly landslides and widespread disruption. The storm has already caused severe flooding across more than a dozen districts, leaving at least 56 people killed while 21 remain missing, a report.
Amid the intensifying effects of Cyclone Ditwa, Sri Lanka continues to face sustained rainfall that has led to fatal floods and landslides. Authorities have said the death toll has risen to 56 and several remain missing, with some areas recording over 300 millimeters of rain, while authorities warn of more severe weather ahead. Flights have been diverted from Bandar Naike Airport due to poor visibility, while all non-essential state offices and schools have been shut by the government as the relief efforts continue. The storm is expected to move north-northwestwards towards Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, and southern Andhra Pradesh, prompting regional alerts in India. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
In Hong Kong, the death toll from a fire that tore through an apartment complex has risen to 94. More than 280 people remained missing, as authorities warned that the numbers could rise further as many people are still trapped in the buildings. A total of 76 people were injured, including 15 in critical condition and 28 listed as serious. A government spokesperson said firefighters were still working on a handful of apartments and trying to enter all the units in the seven towers to ensure there were no further casualties. Thick smoke continues to pour out of some apartments in the Wang Phuc Court complex, a dense cluster of high-rise towers housing thousands of people in Tai Po district. Flames could still be seen inside the buildings. Rescue operations are still underway in some of the towers. Firefighters have been trying to control the flames since the fire started in bamboo scaffolding and construction netting and then spread across seven of the complex's eight buildings. Fires in four buildings had been effectively put out. About 900 people were evacuated to temporary shelters. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, will conclude today in Goa with a grand closing ceremony paying tribute to the legendary actor Dharmendra. The festival, which began on November the 20th, showcased over 240 films from 81 countries, highlighting the best of global cinema. More from our correspondent.
IFFI 2025 is heading to the closing ceremony today in the evening, which will be attended by Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, Secretary Ministry of INB Sanjay Jaju, and Festival Chairman Shekhar Kapoor, among a host of other important dignitaries. The ceremony will also felicitate superstar Rajinikanth, celebrating 50 years of his cinematic journey. The festival featured over 240 films from 81 countries. A number of masterclasses were held during the festival that brought insights from industry experts, including Shekhar Kapoor, Rajkumar Hirani, Aamir Khan, Ramesh Sippy, Muzaffar Ali, Nagarjun, among others. Cinematic legends like Guru Dutt, Raj Khosla and Ritwik Ghatak were also honored. Recognizing excellence in cinema, the Golden Peacock Award, the Silver Peacock Award and the ICFT UNESCO Film Award will also be given tonight. Everyone is waiting to know which film will bag the Golden Peacock. The 56th edition of IFFI was indeed a testament to the power of cinema, bringing together filmmakers, actors and enthusiasts from around the world. With Adarshan Nikhil, this is Sara Mujtaba for Akashvani News from IFFI, Goa.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said that a U.S. plan to end the war in Ukraine could form the basis for future agreements. President Putin said this while interacting with the reporters during a trip to Kyrgyzstan yesterday. He said that Kremlin was expecting serious discussion with the U.S. delegation headed by Special Envoy Steve Witkoff early next week in Moscow. Putin said that Russia will lay down arms only if Ukraine's troops withdraw from territory claimed by Moscow. The Russian president has long pushed for legal recognition of the Ukrainian territories Russia has seized by force. Russia is currently occupying some 20% of the territory recognized under international law as part of sovereign Ukraine. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The UAE's leaders have ordered the release of thousands of inmates across the country ahead of the 54th Union Day, marking one of the largest collective pardons in recent years. UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan directed the release of 2,937 inmates from correctional facilities nationwide and approved the settlement of fines imposed on them. The gesture aims to give those pardoned an opportunity to rebuild their lives and rejoin their families and communities. In Dubai, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President, Prime Minister and ruler of Dubai, ordered the release of 2,025 prisoners of various nationalities. Dubai's Attorney General, Essam Isa Al Humaydan, confirmed that legal procedures to implement the order have already begun in coordination with Dubai Police. Across the Northern Emirates, similar directives were issued to mark the national occasion. French President Emmanuel Macron announced the launch of a new voluntary military service program for young citizens yesterday. The program is set to begin in the summer of 2026. The program aims to induct 3,000 young participants aged 18 and 19 in its first year, with the government targeting an expansion to 10,000 by 2030. Participants will undertake a 10-month service period and will be deployed on domestic missions. The French president emphasized that the program is intended to strengthen national preparedness amid an acceleration of crises, adding that France must be ready and be respected. Currently, 12 European nations maintain compulsory military service. Nigerian President Bola Tinubu declared a nationwide security emergency on Wednesday. The announcement follows recent attacks in Kebbi, Borno, Zamfara, Niger, Yobe and Kwara states, where dozens of civilians were killed and kidnapped. The president ordered the army and police to recruit additional personnel to tackle worsening armed violence across the country. The Department of State Services, DSS, also approved the deployment of trained forest guards to flush out armed groups hiding in forests. Earlier, security forces rescued 24 schoolgirls in Kebbi and 38 worshippers in Kwara and students abducted in Niger State. Nigeria faces persistent violence from Islamist insurgents, armed bandits and communal clashes that have killed thousands and displaced millions in recent years. A minority rights group has expressed grave concern over violence against children across Pakistan. According to the Voice of Pakistan Minority, a newly released national fact sheet documents 5,097 cases of violence against children in the first 6 months of 2025. The rights body stated that the fact sheet is based on data obtained through right to information requests to police departments in Pakistan's provinces, Punjab, Sindh, Balochistan and the federal capital, Islamabad. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. 56 killed, 21 missing as cyclone Bitwa wreaks havoc in Sri Lanka. 56th International Film Festival of India to conclude this evening in Goa. Death toll in Hong Kong apartment complex fire rises to 94. More than 280 people still missing. Russia says it will lay down arms only if Ukraine's troops withdraw from Russian-claimed territory. And UAE orders release of thousands of inmates across the country ahead of 54th Union Day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.